Allie, do you like John Cena?
I mean, I hear an awful lot about him.
Like, sexually?
No. Not really.
From the heart of Broadway, here in the Stone Age, where we don't have access to the internet. The bygone era. It's Mr. 100, the five-star man, and...
Unfortunately, not the vaudevillains.
No. Instead, we have... I keep wanting to make liquor jokes, but I know that's not good for my future. I don't want to be future-endeavored, you know? Hey, what's up, Podzilla 1985 fans? It's Shannon Young here with you, Mr. 100. Down at the end of the table, we got the five-star man, Asa Gray.
That's me.
And the...
What are you going to say?
The 90-proof Allie Bear.
Oh, my 90 God.
90-proof.
I think you finally got a nickname. 90-proof. Okay, that nickname's done.
Grand opening, grand closing.
It's kind
you
of
need,
a...
You really need to put some respect on her name.
Yeah.
I did, but she wanted me to put a fifth on her name. You know what I mean?
I'm tired of these.
So we'll explain that joke
just
for you.
Because,
I was going to say, I like that we're the only three people that know remotely what's happening.
It's a special night here on Podzilla 1985. We don't have internet.
Or a topic. Buckle up.
Buckle in for the ride of your life.
Just mute it now. Yeah. Let us keep the listens.
Go read some more Garfield Without John comics. That was a big hit last week. No, it's just about to spit his
belly out. Garfield Without John comics.
That didn't come out right.
No, it did not. But now I'm curious to just see if Fat Lazy Cat talk to himself.
I like to think it's a comic of a cat just out on the street starving because
he lives on lasagna in a nice like
he
warm
also doesn't
house.
Know if he should hate the day or not because no,
this,
cat
this is getting sad.
Garfield without John. He just wakes up in his mansion, but in reality, he's in like a parking lot. Kids
he's
are kicking
underneath
him.
A car.
Yeah. Oh my God. I don't like this comic. This is the darkest comic since Bane. Since they killed Robin.
This is the darkest timeline.
We don't have internet access here at the store at 709 Broadway. We record this particular show, so we can't look up any information. We can't look up any, topics.
Well, I mean, I can, but I have, cause I have my phone.
I don't
phone
have
works,
that.
But yeah.
Because apparently they shut my mobile data off because I was using too much.
Even though you don't use.
I guess I took a trip, 2 weeks ago to St. Louis to the zoo and I used Spotify, but I thought I had downloaded the songs. So I didn't think it was actually going to use the data, which I can still listen to the songs, which means to me that it is downloaded.
Yeah.
But I did use GPS to get up there, and I've been told that GPS eats up data like crazy.
It really does.
Like Pac-Man eating up those dots.
It does, but like you can also – there should be a way you can go through your phone and see like your data management, and it'll tell you what app is using how much data.
I need to look that up. Well, it doesn't matter anymore. I told them to just keep the data off. I don't care. I don't need it. When am I going to be in a position where I need to look at stuff on my phone? I have internet.
Wait a minute.
And then I don't.
And then you need Google Maps.
So if you're wondering why we keep referring to Allie as the drunk chick at the party that you kind of want to take home with you, but you're worried she's going to get sick in the car before you get there.
Right,
and then
well,
if you,
you
do manage to get
show.
Her home, she's just going to pee on herself before you get up to the bedroom.
Oh, my goodness. Why has this gone so far?
Because that's why it's funny.
That's not why it's funny.
No, here's the joke. We watched Dr. Phil today.
Of course, you picked the one episode.
And on this particular episode, there was an out-of-control teen named Allie. And I couldn't watch it because I was doing stuff. All I could do was hear it. So I kept hearing them talk about, Allie, why'd you do this? Then Allie stole the car and all this stuff. And I'm just like, yep.
She was driving while mechanically impaired.
Well, she was on those terrible three drugs, Xanax, cocaine, and marijuana.
It was so bad. And then it started like going in reverse. Like it was like a Memento episode of Dr. Phil because you're like, wait, we already saw this when you went and got lunch. This was.
But if you watch Dr. Phil, you realize that you don't really listen to what he says. You just like to hear him talk because his voice calms the nerves inside of you.
I don't know about that royal you. You're using that word awful loosely.
But in all honesty, Allie's not Krista. So.
It's...
And I know she's listening. She probably listens to this, so I'm going to get an angry email. I miss Krista.
Email? Why would you get an email from her?
Well, yeah, you're right. I don't get an email from anybody. Why do we even have the damn address? I have no idea.
Because we keep telling fake addresses.
Well, then Jesse, in all of his infinite wisdom, and he's a smart man, and he's a great IT guy, of course, the host of Nerd Up and various other shows here on the network, he got everybody their own email address. Did you see this conversation?
I saw part of it.
So for those of you that don't know, we've mentioned it on the show before.
Yeah.
We have a specific chat on Facebook opened up that consists of myself, Asa, Dalton, Tanner, Hunter, and Jesse. Mm-hmm. I think that's it, right?
Cody.
And Cody. Oh, now I'm really going to get an email because Cody definitely listens and gives me feedback. Cody, beautiful man. Beautiful. Lovely hands. Lovely hands.
I wish he'd put his hands on my hands and then it would look like I have big hands.
We're podcast hosts. But we have this chat going, and Jesse posted in there last week, hey guys, everybody can have their own email address at podzilla1985.com. And of course, everyone started in with the most ridiculous, you know, possible names.
I think Hunter just like bashed his head into the keyboard.
He did.
He got like HJKKRLJKJA. I don't know. Other letters.
I of course suggested Dalton the Diddler for no reason at all, because I like It's Always Sunny. You know.
Lawyers.
Lawyer Shannon and
Hot Mellow. No, Uncle Frank.
Uncle
Frank. It's not a thing that people do.
But I think it was Hunter that, or somebody said, why do we need extra email addresses when we have one email address that no one uses? You know what it reminds me of? When I had the Blogzilla 1985 Facebook page. And then all of a sudden,
suddenly
I woke up.
There was a Facebook page for every other show.
I got an invite to be admin on Podzilla 1985. And I wasn't really paying attention, so I thought, I am an admin on that. No, Tanner went and created another one. And I used to give him so much shit for that. There for a while, he hated listening to the show because I made fun of him constantly. I still do from time to time. Because he reminds me of the guys from Mountain Monsters. Allie, have you ever watched Mountain Monsters?
I have seen what you've shown me.
You haven't seen enough.
I've seen enough, and I haven't seen a second of this.
It's like, if you've never watched it, it's like six Tanners, all in the Appalachian woods hunting down Bigfoot. My personal favorite is Huckleberry. He's the security. There's also Wild Bill. He looks like someone that's from this area, Wild Bill, because he has more articles of clothing than he has teeth. He talks like someone that, you know, lives around here. He's embarrassing is what I'm trying to say. He's a hillbilly.
The more you talk about this show, the more I'm convinced it was just a fever dream.
No, this
that
is,
you had
I've,
while no. you were sick.
She
I've
can
seen
verify.
It.
Yeah,
I've mass, seen the commercials.
Mass hallucinations.
No. This is a real thing. And it's one of those things I you know me, I'm a big paranormal guy. I love those shows. Ghost mm-hmm. Adventures, Ghost Hunters. Not so much Ghost Asylum or Ghost Brothers. Ghost Brothers is the newest one. Ever since I got PlayStation Mew, I've been introduced to all these television shows I never knew existed.
And shouldn't
like,
have
like
existed.
Like the Ghost Brothers. Let that settle in for a second. They're three African-American gentlemen who hunt ghosts. And if you remember Black Jeopardy we watched earlier?
Oh, that SNL skit.
It's like an SNL skit about Ghost Adventures with the same cast. It's awful. It's like if you like Ghost Adventures but you want more ethnic jokes... Watch Ghost Brothers.
And these are presented in earnest. Like, this isn't, like, these aren't bits.
These are not bits. This is what I'm sure Jason Hawes and Grant Wilson from the Ghost Hunters were afraid of when they started Ghost Hunters. Because when Ghost Hunters started, it was very much revolutionary. And whether you believe it or not, it really started that craze of ghost hunting.
Mm-hmm.
Because it existed before, of course. There was a great show on Fox when I was growing up called Sightings. I used to use the theme song for Tanner Thursday intros. It was an awesome show. It was basically Dateline, but it was all paranormal. And it was presented legitimately, like with a straight face.
That sounds like Unsolved Mysteries before it went into just like exclusively like missing persons stuff.
Kind of, yeah. It was very similar, except they didn't present it as like reenactment stories. These were legitimate news stories. Like they sent people out to film these stuff. It was like Dateline. It was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ghost Hunters comes along. They took off. And then Ghost Adventures, then Ghost Brothers,
and
Ghost
there's been
Asylum.
Like 50 in between all of those.
Yeah. And they get progressively worse. But at least they're presented realistically. of people looking for ghosts, and sometimes they get excited, but they seem like they're genuine people that know what they're talking about. They have the equipment. They know what it does. Then came Mountain Monsters, which is similar in spirit, except instead of hunting ghosts with people that actually know what they're doing, it's literally six people. Everyone looks like Tanner, every single one of them, except Wild Bill and Buck. Buck looks more like someone we can't say on the show anymore.
You're saying these names, and I'm just convinced that you like are falling asleep during some Adult Swim show that does fake commercials.
No, this is absolutely right. Huckleberry is their security.
But what's the twist with the security?
Everyone has a gun.
But why do they have guns?
No one knows, because they've clearly said that guns don't work on them. They have to use Native American rituals, usually, to calm the beasts. But they always carry the rifles just in case. Because, see, on this one show, a rival organization is interfering with them, and they're trying to figure out who it is, so they carry the guns around because there was almost a shootout between them. And then they finally crack the code, and they dial a phone number, because they figured out the code was a phone number. And when they dial it, there's this modified voice the other end that's like, "We were waiting for your call." Oh, this is presented with a straight face. Like, this is legit science.
No.
Mountain Monsters. Go watch it.
I'm going to ruin the show for everyone. The series finale, the big twist ending, is that they were all secretly Bigfoot the whole time. And they were hunting people, and they didn't realize it.
Until
Sam and Dean show up and lift the curse.
Except Huckleberry. I refuse to believe Huckleberry is anything but man.
So they legitimately say that guns don't work on Bigfoot. Are they hunting Bigfoot?
They're
like,
trying to capture them to prove that Bigfoot exists.
Okay.
Which is what interested me originally, because I thought, okay.
Like all six seasons of Finding Bigfoot.
Yeah.
That
never found anything.
That has found nothing.
But I thought, you know, this could be an interesting show. Here you have people that are not clearly scientists.
I mean, I'm sure they're chemists in a very specific set of circumstances.
They're going up to the Appalachian Mountains, and they're hunting Bigfoots. And I thought, I'll give this show a try. And the episode I saw, the very first one, was the one I told you about, where they caught the Bigfoot in this giant trap, but then another Bigfoot helped it escape.
You did not tell me about this one.
Did I not tell you about that one?
No, you told me about the one where one of them was possessed by Bigfoot.
No, that was a different episode, yeah.
What?
Because there's different Bigfoots.
So if they captured Bigfoot, so I'm assuming in the episode that they captured Bigfoot, they have footage of Bigfoot.
Well, they didn't get any footage of it.
No.
Because before they could get footage of him in the trap, the Bigfoot called out for help and let him go.
Now, this is why, like, this type of show that is being presented in 100%, like, no, this is real, this is what we're doing. This is why, no matter how many, like, this video is 20 years old, before video editing was even a thing. Like, yeah. This proves that ghosts are real. I will never believe.
Because of mountain monsters. Because this
kind of outlandish nonsense completely discredits any single legitimate, and I'm using air quotes as hard as possible, footage or proof that could ever be found. Because it's just...
Yeah, but you can't... I mean, all jokes aside, you can't hold an entire... You can't hold an entire, what am I trying to say, type of research. You can't hold an entire belief based on a couple shows that they've clearly made to try to cash in on the craze.
I think I can.
No. I think
if you're going to get an angry email from anyone, it's going to be Tanner.
Because I've referred to him as the Mountain Monsters repeatedly?
Yeah, you just said it's a show of a bunch of Tanners.
I only say that because they have the big beards. And Tanner has the big beard. Tanner is much smarter than these people on the show. Or is he? Because clearly these are actors who very convincingly portray these quote unquote mountain men.
Do they look like any of the Duck Dynasty guys? Like, are they just pulling double duty?
No.
Like, are they, you know, the one that doesn't like the gay people? Like he's secretly Huckleberry?
No, not Huckleberry.
No. He's the only name that I remember. That's not true. Wild Bill.
Wild Bill.
Why are there...
My favorite part of it is
so
like...
so many problems with this show. I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
When you watch the intro, it says like Wild Bill, Huckleberry Security, and then it just says Jeff.
Jeff! Please tell me it's like the English spelling, so it's with a G.
G-E-O-F-F.
Oh.
Oh, I don't know. I know it's stupid and I know it's fake, but I can't stop watching it. I guess this is how people feel when they watch the Kardashians. And there's like, yeah, I know it's
or
awful.
Like, yeah, or like Total Divas or something like that.
Like, where it's I know it's awful, but I can't take my eyes off of it. That is this for me, because I do believe in the paranormal. I do believe that there's probably Bigfoot. But I know for a fact that he is not caught every week on this show.
And then released from his, with his buddy.
And what's great is that there's not just a Bigfoot. There have been,
it's
I think,
a whole species.
It's a whole species, and they all have different nicknames. It's an intriguing concept. We go into the Appalachian Mountains, where apparently there have been more sightings of strange creatures than anywhere else in the United States, and we hunt down local legends. It's basically supernatural.
Do you think the fact that it's been it's the most unexplained creature sightings is because it's in the Appalachians? So it's like, it's actually a bear,
but no one knows
what a bear is.
My belief is that the rival organizations are just seeing each other at night, and they all look like Bigfoot.
So they captured one of them captured Huckleberry, but Wild Bill broke him out.
Oh my god.
This just sounds like the worst thing that's ever happened.
And it's still way more entertaining than Ghost Brothers.
Or
Ethnic Mismatch Ghost Show number 332.
I still like Scooby-Doo and the Gang. It's the worst, but it's the best.
He's excitable.
He's wanting to fist fight a ghost.
He could die a happy man.
Like, he really.
If he got into a bar fight with a ghost.
Like, if him and a ghost were trying to hit on the same girl. Like.
Well, clearly it would be at a party at like a college campus. He'd be at a kegger.
He'd be like the 30-year-old who graduated 15 years ago.
And still going
like,
to the parties.
Like, he's still showing up.
So he's
like,
Matthew McConaughey.
He's Dennis going back to the frat house.
Oh.
And just like, I was a legend around here. It's like, we can't get him to leave. Like.
And then they write on his picture that I love Cox or something like that.
Something.
If there's a show as good as It's Always Sunny, it's Mountain Monsters.
No.
You have just defended Asa.
No. I made you watch an episode of Community. / you came in while I was watching an episode of Community.
Different taste for different people. I mean that.
I think it would work better if you were more familiar with the actual characters.
Well, I really like Allison Brie. That's all.
I thought you liked,
I like the other girl better, but I don't know her name.
Jillian Jacobs.
Britta.
Yeah.
I like Community, but I'm weird. I really like those shows. I like the outlandish, like, I'm Fox Mulder. I'm a broke, less attractive, less intelligent, less promising, less hopeful.
This list is going to go on for the entire show.
Fox Mulder. I want to believe. And you are my Dana Scully. I was gonna say.
What were you gonna say?
Let's just fast forward.
I'm gonna look up my lawyer here.
Look up the topic that we can talk about.
Look it
oh,
up.
Oh wait. Dang it.
That's all right. On the most recent episode of Mountain Monsters.
Oh dear God.
When Buck was hunting the Yeti, or the Bigfoot, and the ghost, the Native American ghost, whispered to him the secret phrase, to defeat the Bigfoot. They're out in the Appalachian Mountains where you can't do anything. He pulls out his cell phone and Googles the phrase. That's how he found out how to defeat the Bigfoot. He Googled it in the Appalachian Mountains.
So,
what service is he using?
I'm fine with believing that he got service in the Appalachian Mountains, because at this point, like, I've seen the maps that they show up on the commercials for AT&T and Verizon and all that.
Yeah, but Ricky Gervais will point out that map is not indicative of. That's a funny
Yeah, but
word.
He's talking about, like, Sprint. Sprint, oh. No one cares about Sprint.
I don't even know what I have.
I'm gonna Google phrases to defeat Bigfoot.
It was like Avedanzi or something like that. I don't know.
Alonzi, the thing that Doctor Who says?
I don't think so, but
that would be hilarious.
But I would be glad if that was it. If you've got a more interesting topic than mountain monsters, I'd love to hear it.
Bigfootfinder.com has Bigfoot survival tips. It's your guide to finding the real Bigfoot. Real is in all caps. Oh, and the banner is Make Bigfoot Great Again, and it's a picture of a drawing of a Bigfoot with Donald Trump hair.
I don't like where you're taking this
For your own safety, if you happen to encounter Bigfoot in the wild, it is important that you follow specific guidelines. Acting the wrong way, saying the wrong phrase, or even thinking the wrong thing can get you ripped to shreds in a matter of seconds. Oh, nope, don't get free email updates. Please, I mean,
that's what Buck said.
Here are a few things to remember when traveling in Bigfoot country. How to avoid Bigfoot altogether. Don't travel in Bigfoot country.
That's good advice.
Bigfoot is territorial, but usually won't attack unless it's provoked. Don't overhunt the area. Avoid leaving raw meat out. Don't draw unneeded attention to yourself. And there's a picture of a guy sitting next to a fire playing guitar.
So Elias Sampson was out in the woods?
Be like if Spark Plug Holly was in.
Please tell me that there's a picture of a woman in like little clothing and it says don't ask for it.
If you have already provoked Bigfoot and he has confronted you, you have an 80% chance of survival if you offer him food other than yourself.
Have they come across?
You have a 60% chance of survival if you are funny.
What? That's not on there. That is not on there.
And accompanied by a picture of Bigfoot
laughing
on the ground. It is well known that Bigfoot has a sense of humor.
How is that well known?
Even if it is a very, very simple and obvious sense of humor.
Just go and be like, so I read that if I'm funny, I have a 60% chance of winning.
Try tactics such as punching yourself in the face, grabbing a quarter from behind your ear, or telling some Larry the Cable Guy jokes.
No, it does not say that.
It does say that.
Oh my goodness.
You have a 35% chance of survival if you act crazy, and there's a picture of a Bigfoot sitting in a chair, and a picture of the person jumping on a chair next to it, like the Tom Cruise Oprah thing.
Oh my god.
If you run, you have a 20% chance of survival. You have a 15% chance of survival if you play dead.
You know, I'm almost positive if I look through the history books, the record books, there will not be one death attributed to Bigfoot. So how do they know the percentages?
I don't know. Destination America, meet the hunters who are on a mission to kill Bigfoot. I'm assuming it's that.
Yeah, because that's a...
Oh, are they called the Gulf Coast Bigfoot Research Organization?
No.
Is that the rivals?
I don't know.
Do they each have a show on the same network?
Like Ghost Brothers, Ghost Asylum.
So you get to see, like, both sides of the story?
Well, you get to see it from the Bigfoot's point of view. He's just got a camera strapped
to him. He has a GoPro.
Not only do I not believe anything you just said.
I showed you. I showed you. You saw.
I'm trying to remember if there's
That's
ever been.
BigfootFinder.com, kids.
Has there ever been a good Bigfoot movie?
That
you can think of?
No. My friend growing up was terrified of Bigfoot, like throughout grade school. Like we went to his cabin a couple times, out in the middle of nowhere.
Same way, yep. Cabin in the middle of nowhere, you hear noises at night. Like stuff cracking out in the woods, and he would freak out because he thought there was Bigfoot out there. I do believe that there is probably a Bigfoot or something that you could relate to that, like some kind of unknown creature that we haven't really documented yet. But I know he wasn't hanging out in Mound City, Illinois.
Okay,
I'm in the woods outside of Hudsonville Road.
You know what? There was a great Bigfoot movie, Harry and the Hendersons.
Oh, with John Lithgow.
Yeah.
That was a TV show, too.
Was it?
I watched the TV show before I ever watched the movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to read off some of these movies, and let's see if you recognize them, because I haven't seen any of them.
Okay.
In 2012, there was Bigfoot.
I did not watch that one. Willow Creek, is that on there?
The Legend of Boggy Creek from 72.
No. Actually, yeah, I have seen that.
Creatures from Black Lake. Willow Creek, yeah.
Willow Creek was done by Bobcat Goldthwait.
Is that, oh, that's the found footage one where,
yeah. Which it was good, but it was really slow.
Yeah. I've heard really good things about a lot of his movies. He did, something as a God Bless America.
Now we're going to get on a Bobcat Goldthwait thing. I love Bobcat Goldthwait. You know who Bobcat Goldthwait is?
No.
He was the guy in Police Academy that kind of talk like this, Allie. That was my Bobcat Goldthwait.
Yeah. And it's a voice that you wouldn't just be able to do because he's got this crazy way of speaking.
Now you're going to say you've never seen Police Academy.
What
and
is
then the
difference?
You're
going
to be single.
Going back to what we were talking about, is there a difference between Bigfoot and Sasquatch?
Not really. Bigfoot, Sasquatch, Yeti, I'm pretty sure they're all just, they're different names for the same creature.
Because there is an episode of Psych where they're looking for Sasquatch. And guess who plays their Sasquatch?
Big Show.
Yes.
Is it really?
Yes, it is. Big Show plays the guy who they think is Sasquatch.
I could see that. I would think that
and
was Sasquatch.
And he saves Lassie.
Ah.
He does.
Oh, I thought you said his name's Lassie.
No, he saves Lassie.
Okay.
The movie I was thinking of was God Bless America. It's about just a high school kid and some guy who's just like sick of like Fox News and reality TV and consumerism, and they just go out and start killing everyone.
Oh, okay. Wasn't that called Postal, the game?
Probably. This one's actually kind of funny, though. Well,
I've
it's good.
Never seen that. I do like Bobcat Goldthwait.
It was on Netflix for a while.
We should watch Willow Creek sometime.
I'd be fine with that, because that's actually because the reason, and the only reason I wanted to see it is because someone, I've listened to a couple podcasts he's been on, which were both very sad because one of them talked about how he was legitimately like best friends with Robin Williams.
Ooh.
And then the other one that I heard him on, he was on stage with Robin Williams. And it's just like, oh, now I'm sad. But they were talking about how it was a found footage movie in the middle of how everything had to be found footage. But it also included like a lot of the whole like, well, who's editing this all together? Like, who's piecing this footage together?
Yeah.
And it actually answers that question. Like, it's actually edited on the go or...
That's the trouble with most found footage movies is that you always wonder, like, they're trying to present it as reality.
Mm-hmm.
So who's presenting it as reality? Mm-hmm. And the only two I can ever remember that explained it well were was Blair Witch Project. Because at the very beginning it said these three kids from Burkittsville, I think it was called, went out and filmed this. Months later, weeks later, they found this footage. This is what they had.
Mm-hmm.
And then
VHS.
No, not VHS.
VHS did a good job of it because theirs was basically, it wasn't.
There were VHS tapes of people recording themselves.
It was VHS tapes of people recording themselves. So it was all individual stories. So it didn't necessarily need to be put together.
Right.
But then the people who were going through the tapes.
Had a reason to record.
Had a reason to be recording. So they recorded watching the tapes. And so that's how.
And the movie I was thinking of though was, Grave Encounters. Because at the very beginning of Grave Encounters, they explain, we had this TV show. This was their, like, last episode. This is what happened. We haven't edited it. Like, they actually present it as, this is what happened, you know. Because a lot of those found footage movies just starts.
Like Paranormal Activity.
Yeah, it just starts and there's no explanation for it. Because
there are very clearly, like, jump cuts and, like, flash forwards still. Or not flash forwards, but, like, it's jumping forward, like, entire days at a time. And
the found footage genre has just, like, I like it because if done right, it's so realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can watch, like, if you watched a movie like VHS, but you saw it from a standard film standpoint, you know, like a standard,
just like a regular movie.
A regular movie, regular cameras. Narrative. Yeah. I think it would be less interesting than seeing it first person view.
Yeah.
You know? Cause it's supposed to, and VHS is the best about giving you different reasons why they have cameras. Like the story about the guy who had the eye implants.
The GoPro on the
GoPro
bike
on the helmet.
Yeah.
The girl had the camera on her lapel or whatever to get the secret footage. Like, they did a good job because one of the things I hate about found footage movies is when terrible things are happening,
and
but they still feel the need to, like, have the camera up. Yeah. So, yeah, I like those.
And usually they give, like, and a lot of the movies, like, I haven't seen Cloverfield all of the way through because it was too much of, like, the handy cam.
Yeah.
And the shakiness, like, makes me dizzy.
It's a problem with Blair Witch, too.
But like they actually kind of, I remember there was like a throwaway line where it's just like, no, we need to record this. Like, this is important.
Document everything.
Right. So it's like that kind of thing makes sense. But at the same time, it's like, at what point are you just like, yeah, journalistic integrity out the window because I'm just a guy.
Yeah.
Bye.
There was, I forget which movie it was, but they explained that they had a night vision thing on the camera. So the reason they had kept the camera up was because they were the only ones that could actually see in the dark.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
Right.
But usually those movies that it's just like, we're recording it. We don't know why. We don't know who got it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no possible way they could have got the footage.
Well, it's like we were talking about last night how, cause, you know, Paranormal Activity is still one of my favorite horror movies of all time.
It's a smart ghost movie.
The second.
Except for the fact that Mika, I'm sorry to get off a tangent, but whole don't mess with Ouija boards. I won't immediately pulls out a Ouija board.
Right. But like the second and third one, like you were talking about where it's just like, So, you know how you saw the sheet and then the sheet gets pulled away and there's just nothing there? We're not going to do anything about this.
I'm not going to show it to my wife. I'm not going to show it to the police or a priest.
Or even I'm going to show it to people, but they're just going to be like, huh, well, I think you need to stop filming so much. Well, why? Because I'm filming, because I'm catching this stuff?
Well, like Ghost Dimension. Allie and I watched Ghost Dimension not too long ago, which was the fifth one, I think, fifth or sixth one. And there was so many footage of this ghost thing, mm-hmm. like watching them and standing over their beds and stuff. And then the days would continue and they were recording it. But it's like,
and
are they not watching
going
it?
Going on.
Yeah. Right. Why would
and
you?
They're watching enough to continue getting information to kind of further the story. But they're still in the house, even after they leave the house, two of them come back and just kind of go through everything like nothing's wrong.
They specifically say we have to get out of the house and then go back there for hours.
Yeah.
And looking around like, do you think it's still here? Of course it's still there.
No, it's looked around for that afternoon and it's just like, huh, guess they left. Bye.
Guess I'll go back to my ghost dimension, like in the title.
Roll credits.
There's a really good found footage. There's a couple really good found footage movies that I need to show her. I don't know if you've seen, like Troll Hunter.
I've heard a lot about Troll Hunter, but I haven't seen it.
Very, very good. And then there's a really random one that I saw that I didn't think was going to be any good, but I enjoyed quite a bit. I know it goes by a couple different names, but the one I saw it under was called The Frankenstein Theory. Where they go out to the middle of the woods somewhere up north, I think. I mean, it's all snowy because they're searching for a real life Frankenstein that is apparently out there. And I thought it was really, really good for a low budget found footage movie. I love horror films. They're my favorite. I just love the paranormal. I am so much more interested in what might exist than what actually exists. I would rather talk about ghosts and demons and aliens than George Washington Carver, George Bush, Reggie Bush.
Keep going. Reggie Watts. Say something negative about Reggie Watts.
Bill Watts.
Bill Watts. West Virginia.
South Virginia.
North Virginia.
East Virginia.
Detroit.
East Virginia.
So, wouldn't digging up the marrow be...
Found footage?
Found footage?
Yeah.
That was a good one that explained why they were filming.
Yeah, also presented in a very realistic way. And I think a lot of people are sick of the found footage genre because it's so easy to make bad ones. There's so many bad found footage. Cause basically, if you have a camera, you can make a shitty found footage film.
Yeah.
There's one of the ones that I really liked up and like, but it also kind of falls into the trap of, well, why are you still filming?
Yeah.
Was Chronicle.
Yeah.
Chronicle was such a good movie.
It was really good.
It's one of those where I don't understand. I mean, I kind of do, but it's a movie where I feel like if the first half was found footage, and then it just went into a normal movie after that, it would have worked so much better. But I don't know, like at the same time, like, I can understand why they wouldn't want to almost, like, switch genres midway through.
There is a movie that did that. I'm trying to think of what it was. I turned it off. I think it was called Outpost something. It was supposed to be a decent sci-fi film about, after an alien invasion, we pushed them away. There's, like, one alien outpost left, and they're going to it to try to, you know, figure out if they're gone, whatever. I never got far enough to figure it out. But it's a found footage film, so they show it from that point of view. Mm-hmm. But then occasionally it'll switch to a standard camera and show them moving around. I didn't like it. It's jarring. It takes you out of it, you know?
Well, it's like that. I think it's the 180 degree rule, where if you're doing a shot on a TV show, that wall, that like the fourth wall that you're going through, you're not supposed to move the camera.
Mm-hmm.
That 180 degrees. So even though you can go from character talking to character, like they're always kind of talking at an angle. So you're not going the full, like you're not crossing that threshold.
Yeah.
Because it's supposedly like jarring to the audience.
And it was in this. Like it took me out of it because I thought, okay, is it found footage? Is it not? What am I seeing from this character's point of view? And what am I just seeing?
The difference between that though, and like what I think they should have done with Chronicle is that it wouldn't have switched. Like the entire time that it was found footage,
it's just found footage.
Yeah. And then, you know, after the camera breaks or whatever, they decide that they're stopping filming, then it switches to the, like, just regular movie, and it doesn't switch to found footage again.
Right.
It just finishes that way.
Which I think
that would have been like less jarring, but at the same time, again, it's one of those things where I'm sure it would have not. It's something he probably considered because Max Landis is way smarter than I am.
He's a, yeah.
Especially about making movies, but.
I don't know. I've seen you. What? Anyway, I don't know. I would have liked that because the last part of Chronicle really fell apart. I thought, have you seen Chronicle?
I don't think so.
It's like the three kids that get superpowers,
basically.
The really whiny goblin
in Amazing Spider-Man 2 was the really whiny kid that got superpowers.
Is it the one, the one kid kind of, they get superpowers and he kind of gets power hungry?
Yeah, he douches out real hard, kills the black kid.
Yeah, I've seen it, yeah.
I thought that was a waste. Yeah. Like when he killed the black kid, I was like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a good, good movie. I really liked it. So I had a lot of hope for Amazing Spider-Man 2 back on this topic because I heard he got cast as Goblin. And I thought, I really liked him in Chronicle. He did such a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Then he was basically the same character.
Yeah. It's one of those, it's really weird because like there are some people that it's like, ugh, they play the same character in every movie. But then there's also actors who it's like, they play the same character in every movie and it's great.
Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
Liam Neeson hit a point because before Taken, maybe Taken was the first one, maybe there was one before that. He was like a legitimate serious actor. Schindler's List?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody? And then he did Taken, and now all I want to see him do is beat up punks. You know? They should make a Punisher, like, the Punisher Returns.
Old Man Punisher?
Old Man Punisher. Old Man and I want Castle. Liam Neeson to be him. Old Man Castle, that sounds amazing. Better than Frankencastle. Have you ever seen that monstrosity?
No.
That's where the Punisher dies, and they bring him back to life. And he's a Frankenstein Punisher.
What was this? Was this like a movie? Was this just a comic run, or was this a movie?
It was a what if type thing.
Oh, like one the of those, Marvel,
yeah,
like,
side
what,
stories. Yeah. Kind of like those. There's one where Punisher kills the entire Marvel universe. I like that one.
Yeah, there was a there was a really good. Well, I liked it. I'm sure a lot of people didn't, but Deadpool kills the Marvel universe because the majority of it is him going through various superheroes and Avengers and stuff, killing everyone. But it ends with him finding a way to come to the real world. So, like, the last 2-3 pages is him, like, looking inside of the writer's room of them, like, pitching ideas of stuff that happened in the story. And then him, killing them. And then, like, the last page is him looking at you, the reader. And he's like, see you soon.
Huh.
Or something about that, like, I'm butchering it, I'm sure, but it's
I don't know why that reminds me of Looney Tunes. Hear me out. I don't remember the name of the cartoon. I'm sure everyone here has seen it. It's the one where Daffy Duck or Bugs Bunny is like, no, it is Daffy Duck. The animator is like drawing all this stuff and messing with him and dicking with him, and it turns out that Bugs Bunny is the animator at the end.
Oh yeah.
It's
I know exactly which
one,
where
yeah.
he eventually erases his beak.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what that reminds me of that. See, that's breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see, there's three walls. And then the fourth wall is the one you don't break.
Except for people do it.
What's
the
second
time?
Wall?
I think the three walls are just like the screen.
Oh, if I was looking here, you see three
right,
walls.
Right, because this would have been a wall, like looking into someone's
wall.
House.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
I never liked Deadpool.
So kind of like the looking through like the how Gaming Grounds has the glass front. Like,
yeah.
People could look. That would be the fourth wall if someone was watching us record this.
Well,
who's that?
Well, except.
Or like say this is the
oh
the glass,
we're gonna get so
like,
philosophical.
The glass like the glass wall is wall one. This wall is wall two, wall three, and then like someone's looking in through here.
It would have to be a wall.
The fourth
wall
is the screen.
The fourth the fourth wall can't be glass.
It
because
could
then,
be
no because then you're looking in to something, but they can look back. The
a
fourth wall would have to be hypothetical.
I don't know what you're talking about anymore.
Of course, it's hypothetical. I didn't think that was a question.
Well, some of our listeners out there need help.
I still like the,
some of our listeners ain't that bright.
I still like the
Not
explanation.
The guys listening to this show. Stellar.
I like some of the explanation that someone gave of Deadpool about how he's not actually breaking the fourth wall.
It's in his own
he's
head.
He's not talking to the audience.
Yeah.
He thinks he is, but in reality he's not. Like, he really is just insane. Like,
that made
all
Deadpool
of the other
a lot more interesting to me.
All of the other characters are just like, what is he doing? Because they are in their own contained universe. Like, he thinks it's like a, like Abed in Community, to bring that back up. Like, he's a character who thinks he's in a TV show, but everyone else thinks he's weird for thinking that he's in a TV show. Even though he actually isn't a TV show.
Sonic.
Because it's written as a character who thinks he's in a TV show, but isn't in a TV show.
Wait, so does Huckleberry think he's on a TV show?
Probably not.
Like what,
even
that?
Though he's talking into the cameras.
What's that blinking thing you're pointing at me, Buck?
What's that red light? Is that the Bigfoot eyes?
Oh my goodness.
It's a class D Bigfoot.
So I've seen a UFO. I have, or at least what I...
What?
No, hold on.
You just went like, we went hard left.
Hold on. I've seen a UFO.
Come feed me, baby bird.
I've seen a UFO. I've seen a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen Bigfoot. Just for the record. I just want to point that out.
Okay.
The old kooky Shannon up here talking about his ghosts and his aliens. I've never seen Bigfoot. I saw Tanner. Don't know if that counts.
Tanner might be the last thing you see.
What's old Bucket Brain going to do to me?
Stop it.
He'd have to actually come on the show to hurt me. God knows he won't do that.
He doesn't have to come on the show to hurt you. He could just do what he did last week and just like pop in and hang out for a little bit.
But not be on the show.
And then pop your head off.
I bring it up because I miss Tanner. Like, I really miss Tanner. Tanner was part of the reason I started doing this damn show in the first place. He has a show named after him. Mm-hmm. Tanner Thursday. And I miss him being on. Now Dalton's gone.
It's not his fault, though.
Well, no, it's not. No, it's not. And like, I'm not
you miss Tanner being on the show, but Tanner has
important things.
A legitimate reason to be on hiatus.
But I miss him. That's all I'm saying is I miss him. I miss him being around. Dalton's gone now.
Yes.
I don't miss him, for the record.
Yeah.
I don't think any of us do.
You didn't miss him before he was even gone. No. That's why you messaged him like, yeah, so you're supposed to be on every show this week.
Except
we're
this
not
one.
Waiting we're not for waiting. You.
We didn't want to wait. That's not a shot
at
him.
That was your idea. I didn't care. You were the one that was like, I don't want to wait for Dalton tonight.
I didn't want to wait for Dalton. I'm trying to remember what horrible crisis I had that day that made me not want to wait around. I can't think of it, but I'm sure it was bad, as 95% of my life is. Not you. You're the good 5%.
Thanks. See, we did the old switcheroo. Allie's going to kill me.
Don't you worry, fam. I got you. I thought about making an alumni's page on the Podzilla site of like people that used to be on the show and are no longer. But I can't help but think the people that left, at least a couple people I know that left the show, was so they wouldn't be associated with the show.
Right.
So just to put them on there and go, here's their best episodes, it might go against what they were trying to accomplish.
And then
some people might file lawsuits.
Well, and there's also the people who, like, aren't on the show for a like, not their own doing.
Yeah.
Like CJ.
Yeah.
Okay. And Steven. Yeah, maybe I should update the cast page.
You really, yeah.
We're getting lower and lower every week on cast members. You know, Crystal left, Dalton left, Tanner's on indefinite hiatus. I don't know when he'll be back. Hunter left, Zach left. Even though they weren't on it a lot, Jordan and Louie left. Hopefully Stephanie will leave. No, I kid. Did I mention Krista?
Yeah.
Okay.
She was the first one you mentioned.
Oh, very good. So we need new blood, and we've done a couple of test runs. We had JR on. Yep.
Yeah.
He did fine.
I think he was just too excited.
He was. Well, a lot of people, when they first do this show, they get behind the mic.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what to do. It's like you think you're ready because this is just a little podcast.
Right.
We build it up like it's this great thing. Well, this is a little podcast we do.
It's just a little iPod show.
Little iPod show that we do at a table in a game store that we work at. And it just happens to have some small resemblance of popularity.
I will say too, like, I honestly don't think it's JR's fault for that episode just because like, there's episodes like this one where there is just, we're trying to throw everything against the wall and see what sticks.
Yeah.
Whereas that one, we actually had like a topic that we were wanting to like get through that it didn't really work.
Yeah. On a show like this, it's like we welcome the diversion.
Right.
Because it's entertaining.
Right.
But on a show like that, we had a point to try to make.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I think Jesse's the one that said JR and I were, you were making all the good points and we were, you know, screwing it up, being dicks. I don't even think I was being a dick. I was trying to turn into the skid, you know? I went back and listened to, I was on YouTube, which I really think we should have done more with our YouTube channel. We did nothing with it. We posted a couple of shows.
That's actually something I was going to talk to you about off air, but I mean, we can pitch it now.
Pitch it
now. I don't care.
We have 15 minutes to fill.
Just because it's like...
I'll go back to Huckleberry.
I mean, I kind of want to keep talking about that just because it's so ridiculous.
All right.
Is one of them called Holiday? Because if you tell me one of them's called Holiday, I'm leaving and I'm never coming back.
Unfortunately, no.
Okay, good.
I'm trying to remember all... Okay, there's Jeff.
He just said unfortunately. He wanted you to leave.
Who wanted him to leave?
You said unfortunately.
You shut your whore mouth.
He said if there is a holiday, I will leave and I'm never coming back. And you said unfortunately, no.
No, I said fortunately.
I'll give it to him just because that was a solid save.
Thank you. there's Huckleberry, Wild Bill, Jeff, Buck, and I can't remember the rest of their names. Maybe one's named Wild Cherry.
Wild Cherry.
Are you just naming Mountain Dew flavors now?
Voltage is next.
Are they named after the flavor that they were bottle fed from at infancy?
Oh my god.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure one of them's definitely named Sprite. You know? Anyway, what's your pitch?
After
the show, I'm putting an episode on. And we're going to watch the intro at least.
You have fun with that.
I want you to see Huckleberry.
I don't want to see Huckleberry. If it's not the cartoon dog from Boomerang, I'm out.
You might be surprised. I don't remember what he looks like, but I'm pretty sure he's an old mountain man with a beard.
We hit a Huckleberry Hound. It needs to be Huckleberry Hound.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I pulled Huckleberry Dog from Boomerang, but I couldn't think of the word a hound. No, because we briefly talked about doing it because we weren't 100%. You knew we wanted to do a Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man.
Yeah.
But you didn't know, like, what it was going to be.
Yeah.
And for a minute, there was almost going to be either a live stream or even, like, Game Grumps.
Burlesque show.
Burlesque show was on the table.
Yeah.
You
mean like a gaming channel type thing?
Kind of, yeah.
Let's play.
Thank you. Oh man.
Producer.
We're powering down, kids.
Yeah.
we've talked about mountain monsters too much. I can't, like, I'm
we're talking about mountain monsters, Mountain Dew.
Connection. It's connection.
Oh my god.
Aliens.
The mountain show.
You have the hair going on right now.
But we talked about doing like a live stream or something because it is, you know, the cast that we're doing tonight with Mr. 100 the Five Star Man is now the cast of PWU.
Yeah.
Which I think, by the way, tomorrow, John asked if he could sit in on it. I said, sure.
Okay.
So we'll have a special guest tomorrow, but I thought, what if we did like a rotating thing where we had different people come in and help with it?
Mm-hmm.
But I also thought of people that like wrestling, that's John.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Zach.
So your idea?
Because it is just to shake it, just to like. Glacier is coming to WCW.
Blood runs cold.
Because it is the same like cast and it's pretty much the same show, just with a little bit more of a structure and a set topic every week because we talk about whatever every week coming here. To switching to not necessarily doing a podcast on Tuesdays, but like switching it up and doing like a live stream. Like that's what I almost said we should do tonight was, do a stream of Battleborn. But then PlayStation Network decided that it wanted to not work.
And where's that going to leave our producer? She don't Battleborn. She's not Battleborn.
What do you want to do? I don't know.
I don't know.
But she could just sit there with me and look pretty.
Do the round cards. No, too mean. That didn't land.
How do you feel about Foxy Boxing? Get you and...
It combines my two favorite things. Boxing and referees.
Okay, so the gaming live stream channel. You know, we wanted to do a Podzilla Gaming.
Right.
We talked about it for the longest time.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with doing that is we would have to utilize the YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so scared of using YouTube. After seeing all the fair use stuff in the past few weeks,
mm-hmm.
I'm terrified that something we'll put on there will get pulled. Like today, by the way, two things for you gaming fans out there, since Nerd Up won't be until next Monday, they added Black Ops to the backwards compatibility list on mm-hmm. Xbone.
Yep.
Which I had 9 calls today for the same game.
I had 3.
Did you really?
Yep.
And the other thing is that they released a video today of the Elder Scrolls game that was supposed to be on PSP.
Did they?
They did. They somebody found it and they released it online today and within an hour shut down by ZeniMax Bethesda lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
So I am terrified that anything we do with games will get pulled for some reason.
There are like, I know especially like Nintendo, like
you can't do Nintendo.
The volume has been turned down. So it's pretty much only the people talking. Like you don't even hear like some of the music. But I think there's like, you know, cause like each show that we do so far, we just grab a song that we have been.
A song that we like.
That we like or we think would be appropriate for the show. Like the super weird, creepy one that you did last week.
Okay, that's Darling Violetta. If you listen to the full song, it's
no.
It's I Want to Kill You.
Yeah.
From Vampire the Masquerade.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great song. They also did the intro to Angel. If you ever watched that show.
No.
Damn.
That's another one of those,
it's
like
a good show.
It's like Buffy and X-Files are kind of in the same boat for me. Where
you needed to be there at the time?
Yeah, it's like it worked great at the time, but CG and stuff has gone, comes just so far that it's hard to go back and watch for the first time.
Some of them, yes, but I still hold, some of those X-Files episodes hold up. The little gray men that they had
mm-hmm.
in that show were better than any alien I've seen.
Better than the dancing
what?
Baby from
Single
Female Lawyer?
No, that's not what it was.
Allie
McBeal. Allie?
So she's a lawyer.
A drunk lawyer.
Lawyer.
We're lawyers. Anyway.
Now, what are these people's actual names? Because I bet they're not my actual name.
No, I don't know.
Allie was her real name.
Yeah,
it was Allie Hebert.
Oh my goodness.
It was Allie McBeal, I know was the name of the show, but
Calista Flockhart.
Was that?
Yeah. Harrison Ford's girlfriend, maybe wife.
And I wasn't talking about their actual name being Allie. Allie's normally short for something.
Oh, I don't know.
I
never watched the show.
Yeah, I genuinely, like, the only thing I know from that show
is
the dancing baby, and that was the basis of
Single Female Lawyer
from Futurama.
Because I remember that show had so much controversy around it because of how short her skirts were. That was a thing that what people complained about was that her skirts were too short.
It's gone.
Which makes that Single Female Lawyer bit with the world's shortiest skirt.
Yeah.
A little bit more sensible.
It does make more sense now.
Yeah. I never liked the show. I never watched it. I didn't watch a lot of TV growing up. The stuff I did watch was fantastic. Let me give you a short list of what it was so you can all go, ooh, ah. The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr. Amazing show. Have you never seen it?
Never even heard of that.
Bruce Campbell.
Briscoe County Jr. sounds like he's one of the monster men.
No.
Mountain monster men.
No. The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr. It was about... Bruce Campbell was Briscoe County Jr. His dad was played by Briscoe County?
Jr.
His dad was Arlie Ermey, or is it Emery? I don't know how to pronounce it.
Arlie Ermey.
The angry military guy.
House's dad.
Yeah. Well, he gets gunned down. He's like this world famous, lawman.
Spoiler alert.
Well, it's in the beginning. It's in the intro.
For this 90s show.
He gets gunned down and they hire his son to go capture all the people that were freed from this train. And it was one of the best shows of the 90s, by far. You probably heard the song. Da, 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 da. They use it on NBC in the Olympics now. No joke, literally.
Huh.
It had Julius Carey. Was it Julius Carey? The guy that played Shownuff in The Last Dragon. Does any of this make sense to you guys?
No.
Kind of worried you're stroking out a little.
Shownuff. No, okay. Well, he was a black Confederate soldier in Briscoe County Jr.
Mm-hmm.
named Lord Bowler. And then his horse, Briscoe's horse was named Comet, and he was smart and knew science. This is a legitimate show!
So, the show that I wanted to watch that never got made because it was the most expensive pilot ever made, The Adventures of Heat Vision and Jack.
Who was in that? I remember.
Jack Black is the brilliant astronaut that NASA is trying to capture or reclaim. I don't know. And his talking motorcycle, voiced by Owen Wilson.
Are you saying that didn't get made, but Briscoe County did?
Apparently.
Here's the thing about Briscoe County. I watched it religiously growing up. It was my favorite show.
Mm-hmm.
And then they released a box set a couple years ago. And I have the box set. And I bought it for close to $100. You can now get it for $10 at Hastings.
How many boxes are there?
One.
But how many seasons did it get?
I think two or three. It was just that hard to find of a show.
Okay. I was like, there's two seasons and it's $100?
Right, I'm going to show you the intro to Briscoe County after this, and it's going to be the theme song for the show. So if you've already heard the show now you know why we chose
it. That's why we use the Olympic song.
There was also a show I watched called Bad Boys. That may not have existed.
Are you talking about Cops?
No. I'm pretty sure these guys were on a beach and they fought crime.
Wasn't that Hawaii 50?
No.
Baywatch.
No. I watched Baywatch.
With Rock and Zac Efron.
No, they weren't there at the time. I also watched that bad Knight Rider spinoff where it was at night.
Knight Rider?
It's like the mom saying goodnight to their child.
Knight Rider. Knight Zack Rider.
I was going to say.
You'll win tomorrow. What about you? What did you watch?
I'm not gonna lie. Night Zack Ryder was Zack Ryder being the person who drives Knight Rider.
At night? When he's not losing?
No, he gets pinned real quick so he can then leave the arena and solve crimes in the city because he still travels with WWE.
From town to town solving crimes!
Holy shit! This is going to be a WWE Network show. Night Zack Ryder.
Oh my god. I just remembered some more shows. VIP, starring Pamela Anderson.
I remember seeing commercials for that because wasn't that on like Spike TV when Spike was supposed to be like television for men?
It still is, isn't it?
I don't know.
Also Acapulco Heat with that Fabio. No? None of this? Jeez.
I got nothing.
No. I am too old. Alf?
He was at Taco John's.
Yeah. Okay,
with
so.
Guy Fieri.
Yeah, let's talk about this.
All right, so.
If he can.
So Alf at Taco John's, Brian McDonald, you son of a bitch, you did this. And a couple of weeks ago, the Ninja Turtles were at Aldi's. That was a thing that apparently was a Food Giant.
I heard it on the radio.
Apparently it was on the radio, and I believed it. I was going to go see the Ninja Turtles. Now that all of these different events, the fake ones have been made, I'm starting to wonder. And Hunter, help me out on this, because I think Allie said you said it, for the record. She heard it on your station. did the Ninja Turtles actually go to Food Giant, or was this just another prank?
Well, that one's almost believable because when we were at the Indie Comic Con a couple weeks ago, there were, like, life-size, like, actual, it looked like the movie costumed Ninja Turtles and a Splinter that you could, it was like $10 to take a picture with them, and you could, like, rent them out for parties and stuff.
Now, where was this at?
This was at the Indianapolis Comic Con.
In Indianapolis?
Yeah.
Not Food Giant Cape Girardeau.
Not Food Giant Cape Girardeau, but like I said, it's somewhere you could, like, call them and be like, hey.
Come do this
appearance.
Yeah. But I also saw nothing about it afterwards.
Yeah. But the thing that so Ninja Turtles at Food Giant. And then, hey.
The more you think about it.
And then,
Ninja Turtles at Food Giant.
As part of the Mall Madness tour, Third Eye Blind is going to be playing at Hot Topic.
That I almost believed. I didn't, but it's conceivable because when I used to work at GameStop in the mall, they did have concerts at Hot Topic. And they were loud and pointless.
And it's one of those, and it was like tickets were like $30. But the concert started before the mall even closed, you could be anywhere in the mall and still hear it.
And it was $5 off for everyone except K Jewelers.
Yeah, all mall employees got $5 off except for K Jewelers.
Why?
So, and then it's like, oh, well, that one got canceled. And then, oh, Alf is going to be at Taco John's. Who was the guest for that one? Wasn't there someone
Guy
else?
Fieri.
No, that was ICP.
That was ICP.
Oh, that was,
at Cracker Barrel.
At Cracker Barrel.
AKA Flavor Town.
Yeah.
With guest host Guy Fieri.
Yeah. So there's ninjas?
There's just this influx.
It's a trend. Tupac's hologram is going to be at the Ingram Mall in, I forget what city
it
is in. Is it Texas?
I don't know.
This weekend. I was going to go to it. I'm not going to be able
to. It's like, at this point, you know, like the one that I said was like, Crossfade is going to be at Dollar General. It's, get a hobby, man, or like a girlfriend or a boyfriend or
whatever you're into.
A job that lets you not spend as much time on the computer.
I hear Snow is going to be at Walden Books.
Walden Books? Oh, that's something.
Allie, Walden Books was a bookstore. Like Barnes and Noble.
Yeah.
Like there used to be a KB Toys. It wasn't just
Damn it. I was going to say Mandy Moore was going to be at KB Toys. Oh, you son of a bitch.
I personally love those. And every time I see one, some of them are really funny. Like Drake at the Drake featuring Drake from Drake and Josh. Or Cisco was going to be at like the Golden Corral.
It's just like all these weird. And the thing is, like, people are commenting,
like
getting
legit.
Very upset that these are not real or aren't believable.
Oh god!
Or...
Can you pull up Real Rock 99.3?
It's got to have been deleted by now.
I hope so. But so before we cut out, because we only got about 2 minutes left. On Real Rock 99.3, they were announcing a concert, and this woman replied, and she didn't point out which band it was.
And because the concert involved
like seven or eight bands.
At least five bands.
Yeah. And she left a comment saying, like, don't get on their tour bus with them or go anywhere because they'll drug you and rape you. They still owe my $10,000 doctor bill.
And but she had to change it. She had to fix it because she originally put $10
bill. $10
bill.
And I replied to the comment, and you said what meant. And then she got off my post.
I think that post got deleted.
I can't because it says why.
It says that there's one comment, but then when I click on it, it says no comments made yet.
Aw. Damn it, Curb. You're not giving her very good curb service.
Or maybe he is. He's making it so you can't get to her anymore. No. The mean people can't.
He was just trying to help. I say if Kirby's going to help you, just make sure you watch your toes, because things could happen. All right. Well, that's going to be all for us tonight. Ace is now holding his head in shame. Hey, Real Rock, what are you thinking? Hey, Curb, can I hear some Alf at Taco John's?
Personally, I prefer the little guy.
From Real Rock?
Yeah.
Or the real guy from Little Rock. All right, that's all. Thank you guys for listening. We hope you enjoyed nothing. Asa?
They're not listening anymore. Next week, we might be playing something instead.
It's just going to be us watching Mountain Monsters. Allie, Asa, thanks for joining me, even though it's your show, too. Allie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you are very welcome. We're going to go watch some Mountain Monsters. You guys have a good night. And Allie, please take us out.
I don't even know.